into retirement today with Jenna Carnes. Planning for retirement comes with its own set of challenges, from navigating market ups and downs to protecting your purchasing power and creating a strategy that fits your vision for the future. On this show, we'll break down key financial topics, offer practical advice, and explore strategies to help you retire with confidence. Now let's jump into retirement today.
Hello and welcome to Retirement Today. My name is Jenna Carnes, founder and financial advisor at Beacon Wealth Advisory. And we're here to help get you to and through retirement with financial peace of mind. If you'd like to listen to this podcast or any of our past podcasts, we invite you to come out to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music. We also have a YouTube channel, which if you type in Beacon Wealth Advisory in the search engine, you can hit subscribe and then you'll be notified every time we have a new video out. Before we get started today, I'm going to bring on my fabulous co-host, Jacqueline Gladhill. I know all of you have been watching and see her all the time, but Jacqueline, it's always so great to have you on the show.
Thank you, Jenna. I'm always so happy to be here with you. And we learn so much and we do so much on these podcasts from different topics. And, you know, I think this one is really exciting for me because as we enter this cold season, right, where daylight savings and the colder weather, I think we need some cheer. And some jingle bells is a great way to start. And also just looking forward to the holidays. So I'm excited to see what we'll be covering today. And can you kind of share that with our listeners, Jenna?
Yeah, well, we are going to have some jingle. And I am so excited for the holidays, too. I know we've got Thanksgiving coming up, but Christmas is not that far around the corner. So I know a lot of people are going to be putting their gift list together and talking to Santa and figuring out, you know, what are we going to actually spend and give away this Christmas? And so I thought it'd be great to do a show called Jingle Bills. You like that? Jingle Bills.
I do.
Smart spending habits for the holidays. You know, I probably am an overspender in recovery. So I'm not only doing this show for our viewers, but also for myself to give myself some good reminders as I'm out shopping for Christmas, because we all love the jingles, right? But January, the bills can really come rolling in, right?
Yes, yes. And in a way, Jenna, I mean, I love the title, but maybe we want to limit those bills so there's not as many to jingle.
Yes.
And I mean, we've all been there with overspending and giving excuses. And so, but then when those bills come in January, we are not the happiest campers.
Right.
So I'm excited.
Yes. Yes. And, you know, it's always nice to start a new year fresh in 2026. I'm sure everybody's looking forward to that as well. And there's nothing that says Happy New Year like your credit card statement reminding you that you were a little too generous in December, right?
Yes, absolutely. And just, you know, we're going to be diving into how to celebrate big, but without paying for it right away and just kind of enjoying it as it goes. So before we jump in, though, I have a little...
Ooh.
Yes, we need a little bit of a jingle bell to keep us going today. Where are we going to start, Jenna?
Yes, yes. We love those jingle bells. Well, let's start with some numbers. The average American spends somewhere around $1,000 during the holidays between gifts, food, travel, decorations, the whole thing. So that's about the average, Jacqueline.
$1,000? That's crazy. But I mean, I swear half of it's got to be wrapping paper and shipping materials, right? Because shipping is so expensive now. And I blink and just more money seems to be spent.
Yes, exactly. And we justify this spending, I think, because it's the holidays. We want to make people happy. We want to give. And we can get just swept away with that emotion and that festive energy, right?
Yeah. And you're absolutely right, Jenna. I mean, the emotion behind the holidays is a lot. I mean, you think, oh, it's on sale or it's just for the kids or, you know, you come up with emotional excuses all the time. And next thing you know, I'm Venmo requesting Santa for gas money.
Exactly. Yeah, we really have all been there, Jacqueline. But that's why I think setting a real smart spending plan early, you know, before Thanksgiving even, and knowing your total comfort number can save you a lot of stress. We've talked about just how both of us feel so much more better when we write things down, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And we, I mean, to our listeners and viewers, Jenna and I definitely know what it's like to go shopping and love it. And so
yes, we
can relate that we sometimes do overspend.
Yeah.
So a budget isn't just about being stingy, but it's about being intentional and, you know, purposeful. And so you can still be generous just without the January regret.
Exactly. Yep. So let's talk about building a holiday budget, but Santa style. Okay.
Ooh, I like this one. I'm intrigued.
Yeah. And I know we love the word budget. So I thought I'd throw the word Santa in there to make it a little more exciting. Right. So step one is you need to decide your total number. So how much can you spend this season without touching debt? That's the big thing, right?
So my credit card limit doesn't count as the holiday savings?
Not quite. step two is to make a list. I know you like to make lists, Jacqueline. Really write down everyone you plan to buy for.
Okay, but if we're making a list, I mean, you got to check it twice and check for the naughty list, because if you still buying gifts for your coworker's dog, I think we should talk.
Yeah, exactly. Well, just like any list, like if you're putting together a to-do list at work, I think it's really good to rank the list as far as priorities. So, you know, close family first, let's say, then friends, then coworkers. Some might get purchase gifts. Others might get experience gifts, right? But I think it is important to rank that list so you really know where to put your energy as far as those gifts go, right?
Yeah. And speaking of, I mean, experience gifts, I love that. I'm definitely huge on adventure and experiences and things like going out for dinner or a fun day trip or an amusement park. I mean, it feels personal. You get to spend time with that person and it doesn't wreck the budget.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. And I know you especially love vacations. So, you know, those memories are really what you remember at the end of the day, more so than all the things that you get, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yep. Well, don't forget to track it as you go. Some people use a notes app. You know, if you're into Dave Ramsey's old school envelope system, if you really need to restrain yourself, you could do that. Or even just an Excel spreadsheet like you do, Jacqueline. But I think real-time tracking just keeps you honest. You know, it makes sure you're at least, you know, where you're at as far as your spending, right?
Yeah. And I think another great idea is, you know, putting a certain amount of money on a debit card and kind of referring to it as, in a way, your elf card, right? I mean, then you're not going over budget and the budget's set out in front of you. And so when it's empty, then you can say, I'm done. And this is still going to be a great Christmas.
Yeah. No, I love that. Yeah, it really does. I mean, if the money's not there, you can't spend it, right?
Yeah.
So that's a smart move. And here's also another pro tip. I think it's a great idea to start a holiday fund in January for next year. And you could just toss in a little every month, you know, $25. And by the end of December, you'll be way ahead, right? And it won't be as stressful to get gifts if you've already got it saved. So,
yeah, I mean, look at you turning me into a financially responsible elf, Jenna.
Yes, that's my Christmas miracle for you, Jacqueline.
I love it. I love it. Well, so as much as we're talking about kind of the happiness and the Santa and elves, let's just kind of talk about the traps here. I mean, those sneaky ways that holiday spending can spiral and really catch up to you.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Number one, buy now, pay later. It sounds harmless, but suddenly I have five payments going to five different places and I can't remember even what I bought. Have you ever done that?
Yes. And also the interest-free financing gets me too, right?
Oh, yes. Yes.
You think like, oh, I don't have to worry about it now. And then it really starts creeping up.
Yes. For those of you that like to shop, you definitely would not want to go to Von Maur in Overland Park because it is the classiest, nicest place to shop. I mean, Jacqueline, they even play, they have someone playing the piano when you walk in, and they have like the best service and the nicest yes. clothes. And then every time you go shopping, they say, would you like to sign up for our credit card with 0% interest? And it's kind of like, ooh, that does sound tempting. I have not done it, but I can see where a lot of people would want to do something like that, right?
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, we also just need to remember that this is not free money. I mean, you're just delaying the pain on credit cards and paying later, right? You're just delaying it. And so it's a trap in itself. But you know what another trap is, Jenna?
What's that?
Emotional shopping. Yeah. I mean, we spend to feel good, especially when we're stressed or tired. And yeah. Jenna, I think you and I have been there.
We all have been there. Yes, absolutely. And those flash sales don't help. I know you're always on TikTok. So like TikTok shop does all these flash sales. But even when you're out and about, the flash sales like 50% off and your brain just goes, hey, I'm saving money. I better buy this. But the spoiler is, you probably aren't, right?
Yeah. I mean, girl math.
Exactly. Yep. One hack is to unsubscribe too from retail emails in December, you know, out of sight, out of temptation, right?
I mean, I love that. And I think I will do that. I think I'll do that right now, actually, Jenna. I mean, try using one payment method for all of your holiday purchases so that you can see the total damage clearly. It's all laid out in front of you.
Yes, I agree. You know, one credit card that you use for it all or however, but transparency really will show how you stay off of that naughty financial list, right? I mean, we don't want to get on Santa's naughty list, do we?
No, we do not. So, Jenna, have you ever seen Christmas Vacation, the movie?
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Okay. I've seen it.
So, I got a little clip from that movie that I just love. And I think it's really beneficial right now.
Okay. Let's hear it.
Where do you think you're going?
Steve.
Nobody's leaving. Nobody's walking out on this fun old-fashioned family Christmas. No, no. We're all in this together. This is a full-blown four-alarm holiday emergency here. We're going to press on, and we're going to have the happiest Christmas since Bing Crosby tap danced with Danny Kaye.
We are going to have the happiest Christmas.
Yes.
And we just need to remember these, you know, tips and tricks that you're giving us because we don't want it to end up as a disaster.
Yes.
So speaking of being happy, I mean, let's get a little positive here. So what are some thoughtful but inexpensive gift ideas?
Yes. Well, I'm excited to share this because, you know, Jacqueline, you and I have talked about just how important it is to understand people's love languages, right? Mm-hmm. And there are certain people where gifts is like their top love language, right? But it doesn't mm-hmm. always have to be super expensive. So one of the things that my family does, and this is really a tradition, is my girls, I think I've shared on past shows, we really love art. You know, we do a lot of arts and crafts on the weekends together. And so one thing we do each year is we sit down at the table and make homemade Christmas cards. And so, you know, we'll draw pictures on it and usually put something on that card to let the person know, you know, how much they mean to us and maybe one thing that we really appreciate about them. And then we usually go around to the neighborhood and hand deliver those cards. And I will tell you, people just love that.
That's amazing, Jenna. And you started that with your girls. And I absolutely love that. That's such an amazing idea.
Thank you.
For me, I mean, I'm definitely the crafty one as well. And so I love doing homemade crafts and, you know, from going to making plates, you know, painting plates or cups or mugs or anything for a family member. But I've also done, you know, the coupon book before as well. And so you add coupons and it's fun to kind of, you know, do the I'll empty the dishwasher or I'll give you a foot massage or, you know, all sorts of stuff like that where you can relate with your family members. And, you know, just it's all about the experience and it's honestly free.
Yes, I love that. That is wonderful. That's great, Jacqueline. I think acts of service coupons for friends, like free babysitting or help with errands, it's free. So it means a lot, mm-hmm. right?
Absolutely. And I think it could be for a lot of people. I mean, you're talking about neighbors, friends, parents, a significant other. I mean, you can utilize those for a lot of different people.
Yes, absolutely. At the end of the day, like you and I have talked about, memories outlast any kind of merchandise, right?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And spending time together because at the end of the day, I mean, memories outlast the merchandise too. Things will go out of style or break. And so it's all about just enjoying that time together.
Yes. Yes. I think I'm going to put that on a coffee mug. You know, at the end of the day, memories outlast merchandise, right?
I like that. I think that's a great line.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, another gift idea, speaking of experiences, is I do know of different families that all contribute into like a pot together and just everyone pitches in to have a family experience or vacation around the holidays instead of like individual gifts, especially as kids get older and, you know, Santa maybe isn't quite as exciting. So I do know a family that's a big tradition for them each year is just around Christmas to go to a really nice destination that they all pitch into. And I think that's a good idea because if everyone pitches in too, it may not be quite as expensive, right?
Yeah. And speaking of that, Jenna, that's actually what my family is doing this year. And so we are going on a cruise in December, the week before Christmas, and we are not doing gifts for each other, but we get to spend a week together on a cruise. And, you know, it's going to be all about the experience and putting, you know, because you're right, as we get older and as we're adult children now, you know, there's just not as much time you spend together. And We don't really like little things, right? I would prefer a house and to save up for a house at this point.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Well, that'll be so fun. Can I ask where you guys are going?
We are going to Belize, Cozumel, Mexico, and the Cayman Islands.
Oh my goodness. That's wonderful. Yes. Well, I hope you have a blast. You're like one traveling woman this year. Canada. Where did you go? You told me and I can't remember, but.
You just need a passport in my life, right?
Do all of you like to travel?
We do. This is the first cruise for our significant others. So my family in 2019, we took a Christmas cruise. So just my, you know, immediate family, we did a cruise over Christmas, the same kind of deal. And then this year we are adding significant others, including my fiance. And so it'll be fun to get away as, you know, the extended family a little bit.
Yes. Oh, well, I hope you have a wonderful time. Going to be fun to have the holidays on the beach, right?
Yes. Yes. And maybe a little bit of sun.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's amazing how much sun does for your mental health, you know, just getting that sun and being outside. And so I love that. I love that.
Maybe, Jenna, I can beat you at the tanning in January.
Oh, I think you will be beating me. Yes, yes. Although I could go get a spray tan, you know, just to kind of get in the game.
Is that cheating?
No, you know, a lot of people are afraid to get a spray tan. No, I have not gotten one recently, but I think they a lot of times can look very natural. So, I mean, we could do that when you come back if you want.
Okay, okay.
I'll give you a run for your money. No.
Perfect.
Well, the other thing that some people do that I want to talk about, a lot of my clients, Jacqueline, do like to give the gift of financial peace of mind to their kids or grandkids. Isn't that a good idea?
I love this idea, but what do you mean by it?
Yeah, well, you know, I often have parents and grandparents saying, you know, what could I do to set my kids or grandkids up for success and maybe give them something financial besides just, you know, a check or something to contribute to their future. And so one of the most popular things that I've seen is grandparents and parents contributing into a 529 college savings plan. Do you know what that is, Jacqueline?
I believe we talked about it on episodes beforehand, but yeah. A fund that your kids can use towards college and schooling, right?
Yeah, it can be used for college, trade school, or even K through 12 tuition in some states. Oh, and what's great about it is the earnings grow tax-free and withdrawals for education are tax-free. We like tax-free, right?
Yes, bingo.
Yeah. So basically, you could open up a 529 yourself or contribute to one that maybe parents or grandparents already have open. And then what I think's neat is you can send a personalized like college fund certificate if you want, or a toy graduation cap to make it fun. And then I think it's so nice to put a little note with it that says something like, your dreams are worth investing in. Here's your first semester's head start. Isn't that sweet?
I love that. Okay, can you say that one more time?
Yeah, you could attach a little card to the college fund certificate, or like I said, a toy graduation cap to make it tangible, and say, your dreams are worth investing in. Here's your first semester's head start.
Wow, I love that idea. And it also, I think, you know, teaches the grandkids, or, you know, who are you making this for, right? This account, it teaches them a little bit about money and being smart about money as well. And taking from your experience and what you're doing, you know, they're going to learn from it as well. So, Jenna, could grandparents also contribute to a Roth IRA for their kids' retirement? I mean, I'm sure that they would like to do so, and that also grows tax-free as well. So they could contribute up to $7,000 if under 50, right?
Correct. But the caveat to that is that the child would have had to have earned at least $7,000 in wages, because you can only contribute up to whatever the actual wage amount is. And I'll tell you, Jacqueline, I'm more of a fan of doing the 529 plan, because then the parent or grandparent, there's a benefit to them tax-wise. But also, let's just say that the kid or grandkid never goes to college, right? You do have the flexibility now as they get older to just roll that 529 plan tax-free into a Roth IRA anyway. Okay. So why not get the tax benefit, you know, yourself? And if they really just want to use it for retirement, you know, you could roll it there. But either thing you can do, as long as the kid or grandkid does have some wages for the Roth.
Yeah, this just sounds like a Christmas miracle.
Yes, absolutely. I think, like you said, too, it teaches kids and grandkids how important it is to start saving when they're young, right?
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, these are just great options. And I'm really, really excited about to implement these and to work toward a better financial next year.
Yes. Well, that's wonderful. Before we wrap up, I have a mindful money moment. Are you ready?
Ooh, okay.
Kind of a big takeaway for you. Really, what I want to express today is just that the holidays aren't about spending the most. They're about feeling the most. There are just so many creative ways to express love through meaningful gifts around the holidays, but not all of them have to break the bank, right?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. Give with intention, save with purpose, and start January proud of your choices, not regret, and not stressed about those statements.
Yes, that is beautifully, beautifully said, my friend.
Well, Jenna, I've been practicing my Hallmark movie voice, and I've been watching all the new Hallmark movies that are coming out.
So yes.
You'll see more of that in further episodes, I'm sure.
Yes. Oh, I just love those movies. Aren't they great?
Yes. Well, Jenna, before we finish this episode, I mean, I've loved it and it just brings me so much cheer. But can you share with our listeners and viewers how they can get a hold of you to schedule a complimentary consultation to get some help with their holiday planning and possibly explore gift ideas of financial peace that they could give to their kids or grandkids?
Yes, we would love to help people in this area. And really, get ready for the holidays and be creative with their gift giving. There's so many different ways you can give to kids and grandkids and just make the people in your life feel so special this holiday season. So give us a call at 1-800-994-8993 for that complimentary consultation. Again, that's 1-800-994-8993.
Perfect, Jenna. Well, thank you so much for bringing me cheer and hopefully our viewers and listeners as well. And so that's a wrap on our episode of Jingle Bills, Smart Spending for the Holidays. Thanks for joining us today on Retirement Today. And please share this episode with someone who needs a little financial cheer.
Thanks for tuning in to Retirement Today. A well-planned retirement goes beyond savings. It's about having a strategy for both income and taxes. To learn more, reach out to Jenna Carnes at Beacon Wealth Advisory by calling 800-994-8993 or visiting beaconwealthadvisory.com. Be sure to join us next time for another episode of Retirement Today.
Fee-based financial planning and investment advisory services are offered by Beacon Wealth Advisory, a registered investment advisor in the state of Kansas. Insurance products and services are offered through Beacon Wealth Services. Beacon Wealth Advisory and Beacon Wealth Services are affiliated companies.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.